sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you in the name of Christ, whose birth we celebrate this O Holy Night. Friends in Christ, our theme through the past 4 weeks of Advent this year has been holy darkness, emphasizing the richness of light and dark being complements each other rather than in opposition. You could argue the latter has been more the tradition, that light and dark is an opposition. Light is good, dark is bad, which easily translates, whether consciously or subconsciously, to white good, black bad. This has obviously been a timely theme, both as we look back into history and certainly currently. Historically, it was the Greeks from whom this dualism came, this either or, light good, dark bad. But it was the Celts, on the other hand. By the way, the Celts spanned across Europe from Ireland to Turkey. It's not just the British Isles, but across Europe, north of the Alps. It was the Celts who understood light and dark more as, let's just say, dance partners. Connected deeply to the natural world, it was a both and. You can't have one without the other. It's like in the natural world, we need the darkness. So a variation on that verse in John chapter 1 that we've been repeating here at Bethlehem, rather than saying the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it, we've been saying here, at least on Advent Wednesdays, the light decorates the darkness and the darkness dances with it. I don't have to tell you that this rich theme, holy darkness, has also been timely given the ongoing sin of racism, the horrors of racial inequality in this nation and around the world, social injustice both historically and growing economic gaps today that still clearly and largely correlate to skin color, discrimination, oppression, and violence inflicted on black bodies, dark bodies. Meanwhile, this Advent here at Bethlehem, these last 4 weeks, we read in week one that darkness is holy. In week two, that blackness is beautiful. In week three, that darkness holds promise. And in week four, just last night here, Advent Vespers, that blackness holds God. Friends, this holy darkness theme is at its zenith this holy night. For in so many ways, things couldn't get any better. The dark space over the waters in Genesis is holy. The dark womb of Mary is beautiful. The dark shepherds, dark-skinned I mean, were the first to receive and hold the promise. And the dark stable in Bethlehem holds God. Tonight, this holy darkness theme is at its zenith. This is a black, dark night. Thanks be to God. The darkness, this darkest time of the year, is the best because that's where Jesus is born. That's where grace takes root and grows deep in the darkness. And then is shared, namely with those who need it the most. Life and hope is born of the beautiful blackness. Because of God, it is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. And it is the worst time of the year. For in this dark beauty is also pain. This O Holy Night is keeping us apart, tragically. Sometimes It's simply because people feel too sad for Christmas. Always breaks my heart, since Christmas is specifically and first for the sad and hurting. And then the rest of us are simply staying safe and distant tonight. We want to be together, but we just are choosing to stay safe and distant. But being apart hurts. Being apart from family and loved ones and the worshiping community, not in person, hurts. It hurts to be apart, whether that's by choice or by necessity. How? This was our question when we decided about letting go of in-person worship here tonight. How can we circle and care for one another in the most loving way, the most faithful way, like God circles and cares for us? This year again is so difficult. Even as we give thanks for the progress this year, for vaccines, for the good health that we do have, for the family and loved ones that we can be with at this time, the pain is still very real on this beautiful black night, all decorated and dancing with the light. The pain is still very real. But did you hear the angel's song? I know you sang it with me. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In thy dark streets, the hopes and fears, the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The fears are met by Jesus. Do not be afraid, the angel cries out. Do not be afraid, shepherds. Do not be afraid, little Bethlehem. Do not be afraid, whether you're here or far away. Do not be afraid, whether your skin is dark or light. I can say that, not because I magically understand what it's like to be in someone else's shoes or skin, but I can say these things because these are God's words to each one of us. Might be hard to hear from me for any number of reasons, but I repeat the angel's words anyway. They're not my words, they're God's words for you, friends. I just get the honor of repeating them. So do you, by the way. These are words for us. They're not just angel songs to shepherds long ago and far away. No, they are for you. Do not be afraid, God says. Do not be afraid in the dark. Do not be afraid of the light. Do not be afraid as family is broken and money is tight, as church is declining and Congress is whining, as oceans are rising, as nothing surprising. Do not be afraid as storms keep on brewing, as debt is accruing, as business stops cranking and markets are tanking. Do not be afraid as loneliness tests us and demons infest us and sorrow spins round us. The virus has found us, but do not be afraid, even in the face of death. Far as the curse is found, for the fears, all the fears of all our years are met in Jesus tonight. Christ is born to save us. Christ is born to love us anyway. To forgive us for all the pain that we've caused, all the people we've hurt. And Christ is born to comfort us in all the pain we feel. To walk with us, to teach us, heal us inspire and send us out like the shepherds to share this holy promise, the promise of love divine, the promise of grace and salvation, the promise of God's peace. Do not be afraid. Oh, the wonders of Christ's love, the wonders of his love. All our fears are met in Jesus tonight, in the darkness of this night, in the silence, and even in the tears, as we light candles and sing in the dark. I'm far apart now. God is here. God is with you wherever you are and wherever you go. And so we have hope. The hope, not just the fears, the hope. The hopes of all the years are met in Jesus tonight too. And so we have hope. We have darkness, the place where love is born, where grace can grow, for the child is born to save us and set us free. Thanks be to God for the holy blackness of this, oh, holy night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.